Everybody's getting old.
This morning. Hallelujah. Clap your hands if you love the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Josue, will you come and open the service with a word of prayer?
Let's bow our heads, saints. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a mighty privilege it is this morning to stand here amongst the saints, Father, to give you all the glory and give you all the praise and give you all the honor this morning, Father, for you have answered all of our prayers, Father. For us standing here this morning is a prayer that's been answered, Father God. For us being able to fellowship with one another, Father, it is another prayer answered, Father. We want to thank you this morning because you have always made a way, and you will always keep making a way for us, Father. We believe that in the name of Jesus, we believe that you will do that, Father. This morning, Father, I ask you, Father, that you would just come down and meet with us here, Father, and let your Holy Spirit take freedom here, Father. As we, Father, our needs be met this morning, Father, and Father, as the word is brought about, may you just manifest yourself this morning in a way, Father, that we haven't seen you before, Father, that we can say that we have seen God this morning. Father, whatever is the need that people have, Father, this morning, whether it's a breakthrough, whether it's a financial need, whether it's a sickness in their body,
whether it's some thoughts that they have in their mind, whether it's something against somebody, Father, whatever it is, Father, let your Holy Spirit break it free this morning. That way that we can just see you this morning, Father. And as the word comes forth, Father, may you just allow us to hear your voice, not whoever's standing here's voice, Father. And as they take themselves out of the way, Father, we may be able to fellowship this morning, Father. I thank you, Father, for keeping us all safe, Father. I thank you for keeping our pastor safe, Father. And as this time that we have to fellowship without him here, Father, may we be able to fellowship with him spiritually, Father, in one accord like the Bible tells us, Father. So I commit this service into your hands, Father, and we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Praise the Lord, saints. Let's open our Bibles to Psalms 135. Hallelujah. There's nobody like our God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalms 135 reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all the deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasures, who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders in the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for a heritage unto Israel, his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. Let's give our God another hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy. Praise the Lord. Come on, sing this song with me.
Oh, Comforter and friend, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down, oh, rain down. Let your power fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Yeah. Come on, help me sing. Holy Spirit, rain. Touch, how we need your touch. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down, rain down, oh, rain down. Let your power fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Come on, Holy Spirit, say it. Rain down, rain down, fall down on us. Spirit, Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down, rain, rain down. Oh, Comforter and Friend, how we need Your touch again, Holy Spirit, rain. Let Your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts. Let Your power fall. Let Your voice be heard. Oh yeah. Let Your power fall. Let Your voice be heard. Change our hearts. Stand on Your word, Holy Spirit, rain down.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is that your desire this morning? Amen. Do you want His presence in the place? Amen. Just ask. Amen. We welcome Him this morning.
God is able to do. Just what He said He would do, He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't know, no. He's able.
Hallelujah.
He's able. Oh, oh, oh.
Come on, say God.
God is able to do just what He said He would do. Gonna fulfill every. Say, don't give up, don't give up on, 'cause He won't. He's able. Oh, 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 oh. He's able. He's able. Oh, 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 oh.
Come on, one more time. Say God.
God is able to do just what He said He would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise. Say, don't give up, 'cause He won't. He's able. Oh, 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 He's able. Say He's able. Oh, 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 oh.
Come on.
He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able.
He's able. He did it for Moses. He'll do it for you. He did it for Daniel. He'll do it for you. He healed my body. He can heal you too. He's able. He's able. Say, He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Whatever you need is in His hand. He died on Calvary to save lost men. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able to redeem. He's able to save. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able. 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 Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Oh, don't give up. No, don't give up. Cause walls to fall with your power, perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, and we're standing here only because you made, you move. Yes, you cause walls to fall with your power, perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, and we're standing here only because you, and we're standing here. We're standing here only because you made. Oh, you made a way. Touching every heart, I
worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who. Come on, way maker, miracle worker, light in the darkness. My God, that is who. Come on, you are here, healing every heart. I worship you. And you are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God. Say, way maker, promise keeper, my God. Come on again. Say, way maker, you are promise keeper, my God. You are. I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. Say, even when, you never stop. You never stop. Even when. Even when you never stop, you never stop. Say, even when you never stop, you never stop. Hallelujah! You never stop, you never stop. 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 Say, way maker, you are. You never stop. You never stop. Say, way maker, promise keeper. You never stop. Come on. Say, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Stop. You never stop, even when, you never stop, you never stop. Say, way maker, promise keeper. a way maker, promise king. My God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's still working, saints. He's still working. Amen. You all may have your seats. Sister Liz, will you come this morning? God bless you.
God bless you. I'm so scared. Brother Solomon came this morning. He asked me to sing this song, and I started laughing because I was like, I was singing that song last night. So I pray that this is a blessing to you. I usually don't sing the parts. I just stick to the chorus, but something saw me to sing at least this part today. I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind. Searching for that peace. But that peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Say, Lord, help me, please. Cause I'll supply all your needs soon as I stop worrying how the story ends. I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. That
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Let go and let God. Praise the Lord. Sister, can you give me the announcements? God bless you, Sister Liz. Thank you so much for that special. Amen. I'm sure we all needed that one. Amen. We need to learn to let go and let God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a service Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. We will still be having virtual streaming. Virtual streaming will continue through Periscope and Facebook. On Periscope, go to Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Facebook, go to SAT Tabernacle. Amen. In order to get in online. Praise the Lord. And as for our giving, you can go to www.spiritandtruthtabernacle.org or through my church app. You can go through PayPal or Cash App. When donating, please choose the option to transfer or send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. Giving, go to giving at john423.org without any spaces. That's for PayPal. And on Cash App, go to $SpiritandTruthT. Amen. And if you want to mail your tithe or offering it in, go to Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, 3951 Haverhill Road, Suite 109, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33417. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's bow our hearts and pray over our giving. Almighty God, Father God, we're so grateful, Lord, for every ounce of love, Lord, that you bestow upon us, Lord. You have blessed us all abundantly, Lord God. You have met every need. We have a roof over our heads, clothes on our back, food on our table, transportation, Lord. We have the breath of life. Lord, we have the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Father, we have ears to hear. We have been blessed in so many ways. And Father, as you have blessed us, Lord, financially, Lord, we want to return to you thanks, Lord, in giving our tithing and of our offering, Lord, back into the storehouse, Lord. You promised to open the window of heaven. Pour our blessings that there wasn't room enough to contain, Lord, and you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord God. These are your promises, the only scripture, Lord, where you told us to come and prove you, Lord. Therefore, we come in our giving, Lord, to prove you, Lord. Father, you are so great and greatly to be praised. Father, we want to pray again, Lord, for our brothers and sisters that cannot make it here this morning. We ask that you keep them. Lord, we ask that you keep a hedge about them, Father God. And you know every need represented amongst us, Lord. Meet the needs of your people, Father. Father, we don't have any prayer requests, but you know all about your children, where they are, Lord. They need a touch from you, Lord. Those having financial trouble, domestic trouble, Lord God, health troubles, Lord. You know all about it, so we commit them all to your care. Father, we're so grateful for your love. We ask all these things in the blessed and lovely name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Will you stand with me, saints? Amen. We're going to invite our speaker this morning. Amen. I believe it's Brother Troy, right? Okay, Brother Troy. We're going to sing this little song together. I'm amazed that you love me.
Sins are washed, they're all
precious blood I found pardon. And all my sins are washed. I'm amazed.
Our sins are washed away this morning. Amen. I want to sing this song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, Heavenly Father, you heard the cry of your people. God, I feel just a special anointing this morning. Lord God, don't pass us by this morning, oh God. Many needs, Lord God, in the building. Those that might be joining us online, Lord God. Lord, we are your children called by your name, Lord. We come this morning, oh Father God, seeking your face. We come this morning, dear Lord, seeking direction, oh Father, guidance, oh Father God. Lord God, we come this morning seeking peace, Lord. We come this morning, oh Father God, seeking strength, Lord. We come this morning, oh Father God, seeking more of you, Lord God. May our cups be full this morning. Grant it, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. Church say amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Amen. Thank you, Sister Liz. Amen. For that wonderful, heartfelt selection. Amen. And thank you to everyone who took the time this morning to, amen, come out to be in the house of the Lord. Give yourselves, amen, a round of applause. Amen. You're doing well. Amen. So we thank the Lord this morning for this opportunity to be before you. We won't hold you too long. That's me saying that. I don't know what God gonna do now. He may have you here all day. But me, I ain't gonna try to hold you too long. Let's go to the scriptures. Amen. Grab our Bibles. Amen. And we're going to start our reading this morning from the book of Revelation, Revelation, the 12th chapter. Amen. And beginning at the 7th verse, y'all pray for me. Amen. God is good. Amen. It seemed like I could tell some of y'all were ready to go this morning. Amen. It says in Revelation, beginning at the 7th chapter, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Amen. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. If we turn out, you may be seated. You may be seated. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can go with me. We're going to go to Matthew 24. I don't want to keep you standing. Matthew the 24th chapter, and we're going to read, amen, from the 3rd verse. And it reads on this wise that, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Now, I want you to notice they asked Jesus three questions. We see that these disciples they had questions in their mind. They had need of an answer. So what they did, if we notice here, they went to him privately. And I just want to punctuate this morning by saying that If you have a question in your heart and in your mind, go to him privately and ask him, Lord, what are these things? This is what the disciples did. So many times people have questions, and they what happened is they allow the devil to come in and he tell you all kinds of things. Amen. And you leave without your question being answered. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he answered the disciples' questions, he'll answer your question. He'll answer your question. All you have to do is go privately and ask him. Amen. So we see that there were three questions that they asked him. Say, Lord, let's see here, the privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And tell us, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, Jesus answered their questions. As Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And ye shall hear of wars, rumors of wars, and ye shall not be troubled. And all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, I want you to notice that, but he was telling them, these things must come to pass. But he was speaking in the present term on this scripture, saying, but these things are not yet. Let's read on. He said, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom shall rise against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. I say to you this morning, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day. He told them then, these things, but the end not yet. He was speaking of things to come. But I say to you this morning, my brothers and sisters, we are here. We are here. As we look into this a little bit, I want you to notice that a lot of times when we look at this, we're looking at it on a carnal spectrum. We look at these things on a broad spectrum with our educational thinking cap, our ecclesiastical thinking cap. But what I want you to do this morning is put on your spiritual thinking cap. He's talking about wars and rumors of wars. Now, let me tell you something. There's many different types of wars. Because, see, there was wars and rumors of wars. Then he said there's nation to be against nation. Then he said kingdom against kingdom. I want you to know the kingdom of God is within you. And there's certainly a war going on. Amen. I'll read it to you later. We'll get to it. But there's a war going on for your soul. This war I read to you in Revelation didn't start here. This war started in glory a long time ago. Okay? But this war, what it did is it came down here and just continued on earth. The scripture says there in Revelation, he said, take heed. Let the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Then when they turn around and ask him his question in Matthew, he's first thing he said, take heed that no man deceive you. It's telling you something, that there's a great deception going on. There's a great deception going on. There are wars, rumors of wars, many types of wars. There's corporate wars. There's wars within, with political wars, wars right now within our own nation. One side against the other. They warn in the streets. They warn on the airways. Oh my gosh, there's all kind of wars going on. Let me tell you something, there's wars going on in your family. Children against the parents. Mothers against fathers. There's a war going on. There's wives against husbands. And see, who is the author of these wars? Satan is the author of these wars. We're going to get somewhere. Let's look at something here. In 1954, the message was preached and the statement was made. Now, you know that in Revelation 12 chapter, the woman standing in the sun, the red dragon, put his tail around 2/3 of the stars, pulled them to the earth. We realize that Satan, in the beginning, set up a kingdom in the Northlands to be more beautiful than what that of Michael's were. Amen. And there was then declared a war in heaven. And he pulled 2/3 of the angelic beings with him. Amen. With his tail, it says. He's not talking about T-A-I-L. He's talking about a T-A-L-E. He is the father of lies. So what he did was he went and he, by his lies, deceived 1/3 of the angels to believe his deception. But see, it was painted up so pretty. Painted up so pretty that even the angels believed him. There's a place that a prophet said that those were the seeds of Abraham. I'll read it to you. He said those were seeds of Abraham. Amen. So I want you to pay attention. He said nation against nation. Those seeds of Abraham. He told Abraham, you'll be the father of many nations. There's a nation against a nation. Amen. The Bible says that ye are a peculiar people. A holy priesthood. A nation. Amen. The nation is in you. You are the war. The war against right and wrong. Now let me tell you something. Right and wrong got so convoluted to where people don't know right and wrong anymore. Everybody think they right. But there is a right and there is a wrong. And the only way, look, the prophet said this right here. He said this one thing. He said, the devil, he said, you are no match for the devil without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The only one that has whooped him is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he hung on Calvary, went down into hell, whooped him, and took the keys. Yes, and without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are no match for him. Your puny mind is no match for him that was in heaven at one time, came down and watched God operate. He studied God. Amen. Wars, rumors of wars. Night of war. We see, amen, that you have to study your enemy. Our great nation, we have satellites in the air, constantly spying on our enemies and our allies, watching their movements, watching what they're doing. They go over and they shake hands. You know, it's just for show. Everybody's sizing one another up. And let me tell you something. The devil is always watching you and sizing you up. And you know something? You should be always watching the devil and sizing him up. Amen. What you got? Watching your enemy, studying his tactics to know how to counteract. Amen. If a nation has a new weapon, they're watching to say, okay, this is what we got to do, boys. We're going to have to do this because they got something new. And you should be doing the same thing. Wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Don't look out far, look right within yourself. There's where the war is going on. There's where the war is going on. And the greater that war, see, look, when should these things, when will the end be? Wars, rumors of wars, nations, they're on every letter, on every level, national, state, local, personal, there's a war going on. On every, there's no peace nowhere. Everybody's uptight. Everybody got their finger on the trigger. Fear driving it. Satan motivating it. Amen. Now, in the sixth seal, prophet said this. He said, Matthew 24, he said, pestilence. Now he that rides, pestilence and death. And when he had opened the fourth seal, and I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat upon him is called Death. And hell followed him. And power was given unto him over the four beasts of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. Now see, the man was death. Almost 200,000 in a matter of months. Gone. Where are we at, my brothers and sisters? They ask him, when shall the end be? And you see what he told them. And you see, when we go back into Revelation, we see that these scriptures are being fulfilled. And in Revelation, when the seals open, all it did was just let us know how these things was going to come to pass. I ain't got Jeffrey here. Jeffrey would have had me a rag or something up here. Amen. I left mine, but Jeffrey don't make sure I don't sweat up here. He gonna bring me something. Amen. I miss that brother. But we see, amen, that when the seals opened, it opened up the mysteries. We knew that these things were going to happen. Thank you, my brother. But we didn't know how it was going to come about. But we see here, according to Revelation, when these seals open, it let us know exactly how these things were going to take place. And he says here, now the fifth seal is 24th, Matthew 24, 9 through 13. And when he had delivered up the afflictions and shall kill you, there you are, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Amen. And many shall betray, many shall be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. If this is not going on today, if this isn't that, I hate to see when that comes. My God. Many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. He said, first he showed you that Satan deceived the whole world with his tales. I'll read it to you again. The other place he called it fables in 2 Timothy. Amen. And then the first thing when they came to Jesus and they asked me, say, Be not deceived. Let no man deceive you. There's a great deception going on. And then it says here again, in Revelation, it says that this many shall rise, false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because that iniquity abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. Now we see here, I'm just building a platform. Amen. And we're going to show you some things. See, because the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Gun sales is through the roof. Everybody is arming themselves. They're buying bullets, they're buying machine guns, long guns, and they're standing on the corner saying, it's my right. People are going and they're taking classes and say, I got to get my permit. I got to get my gun. Everybody's loading up, getting ready for the war. But the Bible says the weapon of our warfare is not carnal. It's not carnal. But it's mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. We're going to get into some of that this morning and show you some of the weapons of God. Show you how to fight the enemy. Amen. In the first seal, he says, now remember, amen, the Antichrist is a smooth fellow. He's smart. Just takes the Holy Spirit, the only thing that can figure him out. Now he says here on the first seal, 6303:18-135, he said, notice, trumpets means political disturbance. Wars. Matthew 24, Jesus spoke of it. Now he said this is what Jesus was speaking of. You hear of wars and rumors of wars, see, all the way down through. You remember Jesus speaking that wars, rumors of wars, wars and rumors of wars, plumb on down to the end. Now, that's the trumpet sounding. That's the trumpet sounding. Now, when you get on those trumpets, we'll get back there and pick up each one of those, them wars, and show you that they followed them churches. Show you how they follow the seals. Wars and rumors of wars, but trumpets denotes a political disturbance. Just want to make it real to you. Amen. Now, we want to look at Genesis, the 17th chapter. Genesis, the 17th chapter. Abraham. Amen. Abraham was 90 years old and nine. The Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make a covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thy seed exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked to him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Thou shalt be a father of many nations. Now we know that there was Ishmael and Isaac. Hold that thought. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but they shall be called Abraham, for your father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed there in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto them and thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, and all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Amen. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. It is my covenant which I shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of the foreskin, and it shall be a token, amen, of covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man child in your generation and is born of the house and brought money and any stranger, this is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house and he that is brought thy money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man shall, whose flesh the foreskin is not circumcised, the soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. Amen. You know, circumcision is a type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God said unto Abraham and to Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. I will bless her, and she shall be mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Now, I made the statement earlier and said, well, we know it was Isaac and it was Ishmael. Amen. But he said through Sarah that he will make her mother of nations. Amen. Mother of nations. So, yeah, we got many nations. We're talking about the seed of Abraham. Amen. And then you got Ishmael and the ones, and they're still fighting today. In Palestine and Israel, they're still bickering and going on today. But see, God was talking about the nation through Sarah. Abraham, I make you a father of many nations, but he specifically was talking about the covenant, amen, between Sarah and Abraham. Amen. Let's go on. Nation against nation. Now, in 1961, he preached Abraham and his seed after him. Reading from paragraph 84, he say, and do you know, I'm in some, the Joneses, live in a certain, that don't have one thing to do with it. God called you, and you accepted the call. And by your faith, by accepting Christ, the royal seed of Abraham, which calls you, then you justified by faith. That's the only way that I know of it. That's the scripture as far as I know it. I know I was a sinner, right? God stopped me in the middle of my sin, knocked at the door of my heart, and turned and looked back. And I said, who is it? He said, I'm the Lord. And I said, then Lord, let me come. Amen. And I never stopped and said, hey, Lord, where you at? I want to talk to you a while. See? No, you don't do that. It's God that stops you. So now, it's by the grace of God that called you, and not what you did, what you could do, what you will do. If you're the seed of Abraham, God spoke to you by his amazing grace, just like he did Adam. I'm sorry, Abraham. Just like he did Abraham. So you are a part of that nation, amen, even though it wasn't by physical birth, amen, But you are by, he knocked at your heart and you accepted the call. Yes, that makes you a part of that nation. Amen. That nations are against. Amen. Nation against nation. Amen. I just want you to understand who you are this morning. Amen. So we look here. Politics. Low down. Nation corrupt. That's going to put soldiers in shorts. Politics, war, politics is at the end. Dictators is wrong. Politics is wrong. Why didn't they stay with a godly king like David? The great Lord of England said this. When democracy was formed, it's all right now. It's all right now, but it'll come a time, he said, it'll be nothing. It'll be all sails and no anchor. And he's right, said politicians stand on their soapbox on every corner and kid and all kind of crooked things and corrupt government. And the man was right exactly what's going on right now. A lot of empty promises. Amen. So we see that we can't put our faith. We can't hang our soul on politics. We can't hang our soul on politics. There's three kinds I'm not sure what to call them, but you have a democracy. Amen. You have a monarchy. And then you have a theocracy. Amen. A democracy, we see what it is. It's one side and the other side, and then these two war back and forth with each other, and they hope to find somewhere a middle ground. But when the whole thing is corrupt, how do you find a middle ground of corruptionists? When both sides are corrupt, you just find a middle ground of corrupt. Amen. Now, a monarchy is when you have a king who makes all of the decisions. He says what it's going to be. But a theocracy is when they take a prophet's word. Like Samuel, the prophet Samuel. And when they always consult the prophet, amen, of the hour. Amen. I want to be a part of a theocracy. I'm not a part of no democracy or monarchy. Amen. I'm going to take the word, amen, of a true prophet. Amen. So we see here, you must study your enemy. You must know the tactics of your enemy. Amen. In this war that we're fighting, amen, we'll look at here, go with me to Joshua, the 24th chapter. Amen. Start at the 14th. We're going to look here. Now, therefore, the Lord and serve him. I'm sorry. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods of your fathers. Serve on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now, you see, this is Joshua talking to the children of Israel after they had done sojourn. Amen. After they had been delivered. Amen. Out of bondage. Now, what he's doing at this point is he's preparing them for a war. He's gathering, he's uniting his troops. He said, now look, y'all, we got a mixed multitude here. But I want you to therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Notice he didn't say just serve him in sincerity. Because this day and hour, brothers and sisters, you got to be more than just sincere. You can be sincere and sincerely wrong. Cain was sincere. And Cain thought with everything within him that he was right. But see, God told him that if you do like your brother, I'll accept your sacrifice too. And he rejected it. He rejected truth. He rejected truth. So Joshua goes on here and says, serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods of the father that on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. And serve ye the Lord. If it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land we dwell. But you see, Joshua made a claim and he said, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So what Joshua was doing, Joshua was calling his troops together. Joshua was saying, who's willing to fight on the Lord's side? Make your claim be known right now today. Where are you standing at? Amen. Do you serve the idols? Do you serve false gods? Or are you going to stand with the righteous? Are you going to stand with the Lord? Amen. He made his declaration right there. Amen. Now, in the message, conflict between God and Satan, I want to show you here that Satan has many weapons. We're talking about a warfare. And when a warfare, amen, we got all kind of tactics. They got spies. They got central intelligence. Amen. And they have, they always constantly trying to produce a greater weapon, amen, than the other side. Always trying to have a bigger something else, a bigger gun. Amen. We'll see here. Prophet said we started out throwing rocks. We moved up to bow and arrow. Then they went to the sword. Amen. Then they went to the powder gun. Then they elevated to the revolver. Then they elevated to the machine gun. And now today, my brothers and sisters, we got an atomic bomb. That was back then in this time here, 1953, said we have an atomic bomb. Now we got something nuclear that'll just destroy everything. Man is going to destroy himself trying to destroy each other. Amen. But the weapon of our warfare not come. Amen. We are most certainly in a battle. Amen. I ain't going to even say that yet. In a battle, we don't even have to fight. Amen. Take the war. He says that one general goes out to meet another general. Amen. As I said before, that general is always sizing up the other general. Amen. They're always spying. He studies his enemy's attack. He knows what he is doing, where he's going, how he's going to work, because he went over and spied it out. We got spies everywhere here in America. Spies in England, France, Germany. They all got spies. No matter how friendly we are, we got spies on one another. Amen. Now we look at here, Cain, amen, accepted the devil's lie. Churches set themselves up as fountains of truth. Amen. And yet their begotten children swear by them and will even kill to uphold their error. If you think of that is an exaggeration, this is where I was going at. He said, read 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the 5 verses, the 4th chapter, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with a long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. Fables, tales, lies from the devil. Amen. Why? Because, see, Satan, he knows how to dress things up so pretty. He tell a lie behind a stone, behind a nice, pretty pulpit. And nice, and he'll tell a lie in the cathedrals of gold. But coming forth, he building things up. It's one of his tactics. Let me tell you another tactic of the devil. One of his weapons. Misunderstanding. He will come and he will tell you the if you don't understand, and you will get it all twisted up. He will come and just get you all mixed up on the inside. He'll get you warring back and forth in your mind. This one don't like me. That one don't like me. This one won't sit next to me. That one won't do this for me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And get your mind all caught up in all of those kind of things. And when it boils down to it, it's a misunderstanding. What is he trying to do, my brothers and sisters? He's trying to distract you from your weapon. One of the tactics in a battle is that if I can get the drop on you in a physical battle, distract you. Say, for example, I throw something in your eyes. Now, I could draw my weapon faster than you can draw your weapon because I distracted you. That's all it is a distraction. Don't fall for it. He want to get you so upset, all looking at the wrong things, and he come right in. Next thing you know, he done defeated you. Why? Because he distracted you from watching him. He got you over here thinking something else, misunderstanding. Tell you another one of Satan's weapons of mass destruction. You know, in heaven, it started out because he wanted to have a kingdom more beautiful than Michael's. So he come down. Amen. And he take Eve. The prophets say the most dangerous tool to a son of God is an ill-famed woman. She dresses herself. Don't you know that Satan is the woman's designer? We used to, at one point in time, our nation used to get our clothes and our designs and our fashion material from France. And most of those designers, they're not people filled with the Holy Ghost. None of them. I don't know none. I don't know all these designers, people clothes, people be wearing their thing. But let me tell you something. They are controlled by an evil spirit. Why? Because what he wants to do is to cause men to lust. What he wants to do, because see, that's the devil. I'm going to read it for you. I'm going to read it for you in the Bible. I'm going to get to it. But what he wants to do is destroy. He wants to destroy you with those kind of things. Let me tell you something. I've been right here in the church, and people have come to me and asked to be moved. Can I sit somewhere else? Because I don't want to be distracted with what this person is wearing in front of me. Watch how you dress when you come to church. Don't let the devil use you. Modesty. Modesty. Don't go out here to, some of these stores and whatever, and you get that thing and you put it on and you got to do this to get into it and all that. Don't wear it here. You shouldn't even be wearing it out there. That ain't been designed by the devil. Look at the fashion and the clothes. Highlight this. It's terrible. Make you lust. Trying to destroy sons of God. And let me tell you something. I ain't just talking about sisters. I have had sisters come to me and complain and say, that brother pants too tight. Right in the house of the Lord. See, we all battle. It's a war. That is one of Satan's tactics. That is one of his weapons of mass destruction. If he could get you to fall, young people, if he can get you to commit adultery, fornication, to the married man, to the married woman, get you to lust, it's Satan. One of his tactics, guard yourself. Don't let the devil use you as a tool. Another tactic of the enemy, amen. His biggest weapon is unbelief. Amen. We were talking about the fables and those things that he'll tell you. He's a liar and the father of lies. Amen. He'll mix the word up. Twist everything all up in your mind. Amen. And you know most of the problem because we don't use our weapon to combat it. You have a weapon too. But his primary goal is to make you feel that your weapon is worthless. Amen. To get you to feel that your weapon is worthless. So he gets you to disbelieve the word. Reasoning. Compromising with the word of God. Amen. He got Eve to reason with the word. Amen. And every ambulance and coffin you see now started from that point. Why? Because he used reasoning. You can't reason with the word. Take it as it is. Amen. We see, amen. Amen. I got that sin is appealing. But amen, let us go. Amen. Let's see here. Reasoning, beauty, amen, unbelief. Now, he says here in Victory Day, he said, God comes again to take, and he makes his kingdom here. There will not be any different kind of spirit, a German spirit, a French spirit, a Norwegian spirit, an American spirit. That's what we have now. Each one of these nations, they all kind of have their own spirit. Amen. Living in every heart. That's right. And there it will, when Christ returns, amen, there will be one flag, one nation, one people, one brotherhood, a fatherhood of God, a brotherhood of men, a sonship. Then we find that because the people cause these great fusses, amen, tactic among the enemy, and so forth, as long as Satan controls it, there is going to be wars and trouble and wars. Jesus said in St. John, you hear of wars and rumors of wars. Why? Because the prince of the earth, the Satan, the power of the nations, there is a national spirit here, it's devils, they can't get along with one another. Now that's something, the devils can't get along with one another. They can't even get along with one another. Amen. But let's look here, because God gave us some weapons as well. Amen. He gave us something to fight with. Amen. Now, he says here, Now, along in this journey, we promise to supply all of your needs. Everything that you have need of, whatever you ask in my Father's names, that will I do. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe and receive it, and you shall have it. He gave us the strongest weapon that there is in the world, and that's prayer. Prayer changes things. He says a Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knees before Almighty God in the name of Jesus. He doesn't realize what power that is. If the people could only realize, if the people could only realize that what is given them right unto them, anything that you ask for, he will give it. And you can appropriate the faith to believe it. Amen. Prayer is a weapon. Another weapon, amen, that you have at your disposal is the Word of God. Amen. We sing the song, "This is how I fight my battles." Amen. Jesus, after he hungered, fasted, he used his great weapon. He showed us by example how to use, amen, that weapon. Amen. When the Satan approached him, amen, he went to this. He didn't go back and use some power. He used the very same weapon that is at your disposal. It is written. It is written. Amen. He used the weapon of the word, amen, to combat the enemy. Amen. The prophet said here, the word, amen, will defeat Satan anytime, any place. Amen. When Jesus was on the earth, he believed that he was well. He was Emmanuel. God was in the Christ reconciling the world to himself. So all the great qualities of the Father was in Christ, Jesus the Son. When he was here on earth and the Father was his, and all the fine gifts that God had, all that was in Christ. But when he met Satan, he never used those gifts. He just to be our example, amen, he brought it to where, amen, the very weakest of Christians. He said he had the power right then to rebuke Satan and send him away. But what did he do? He never referred to his power. He used "it is written" and defeated Satan. Amen. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I come this morning. Prophet said there. He said Christ rolled up his sleeve. Amen. And just took the devil out. Amen. Sometimes we have things we need to just buckle down. Amen. And take the weapons, amen, that God gave, roll up our sleeve. Amen. He has some of us, he's ravished our home. Amen. He's torn apart our relationships and our marriages. Amen. He's kicked the door in and he's taken our children. Amen. He's come in and he's taken away your peace and your joy and your happiness. Amen. Roll up your sleeve, put up your dukes, amen, and say, "It is written." You have to fight back. You have to stand strong. Amen. And stand firm. Use the weapon that God gave you and defeat the enemy. The prophet said it'll defeat them any place, any time, anywhere. We are not going to stand silent and cower and run, amen, when the devil is running roughshod over our families. Amen. On a natural army, we in a skirmish, and everybody's given a weapon. Everybody's given a weapon and say, "Well, go out." Amen. And the enemy is coming. It may be a platoon, amen, of misunderstanding coming. Coming over the hill. Amen. We go to fight. And everybody charge. Amen. Some's going to get wounded in the battle. Amen. But fire your weapon. When you come back, amen, and they expect your weapon, and you ain't shot one shot. What are you going to do with the talents that God gave you? Are you going to use what he gave you? What a disgrace. What a coward you would be to come back and your weapon ain't even, you ain't fired a shot. What have you been doing? It shows that you, what you did, you ran somewhere and hid, didn't you? Scared of the, you don't have to be afraid of the devil. You don't have to fear. Take the weapon that God gave you, amen, and defeat the enemy. He gave Moses a weapon. Moses, one man. He said, go down and deliver my people. He said, well, how do I go? What? I don't have no army. He said, what's that in your hand? A crooked stick. He said, let me show you how to use this weapon. Throw it down. Turn it to a snake. Now pick it up. I'm going to show you how to use this weapon. You have the weapon. It's nothing but a little stick. But under the hand of faith. And thus saith the Lord. It is an atomic weapon. And he marched down to Israel with a crooked stick in his hand and delivered his people. Amen. With a crooked stick. Because he used a weapon. David. He gave David a weapon. David had a slingshot. He said, I got to teach you how to use this weapon. So, having to know every son and daughter of God must be tried. Must be tested. Amen. Your trials and your tests, what are they doing? Building faith muscles. Giving you confidence in your weapon. So he sent the lion at David. David, weapon in his hand. No doubt. Oh, my goodness. He slung that weapon. What's that weapon left? That slain shot. It was all under the control of God. It was no longer under David's control. God stepped in. You just fired a weapon. I'll pinpoint where it lands. Amen. I'll pinpoint where it lands. The bear came. David began to, faith muscles began to increase. So the bear came. He said, well, I did it again at the bear. Soon as it released, God, David didn't slay the bear. God slayed the bear with that rock. David was just obedient to the voice. Amen. So when this uncircumcised Philistine come to try to defy the army of the living God, David said, wait a minute. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I defeated the lion. By this time, his faith muscles were bulging. He'd been in the gym of distress. He'd been in the gym of trials. And he come out looking, oh, man, faith muscles all over the place. Oh, they tried to put them carnal weapons in his hand. Say, no, this don't feel right. I ain't trained with this stuff. Amen. He said the weapons of my warfare ain't carnal. Amen. I'm going to use the weapon that God gave me. Amen. So he went out. And he slung it. Amen. And this giant, fully armored. Amen. There was only one place for that rock to land. And God Almighty, after he released the rock, He said, you done everything I told you to do. And when that rock left, he said, now I got it from here. I got it from here. And that rock went right to the target. God never misses. He never misses. He know he done studied him. He know right where his weak point. He never misses. Amen. Took the weapon. Amen. And defeated the enemy. Amen. Another weapon that God gave us to our disposal. Amen. He gave us prayer. He gave us the word of God. He gave us love. He gave us love. The prophet said it's one of the most greatest weapons ever given. He gave us love. Thinking about the prophet, when he came across that killer bull, he was going over to do the work of the Lord. He had remembered that the brother over there needed prayer. So he said, I'll just go across this bull, go across this field. And he forgot that this killer bull that had killed a colored fella somewhere, and they had bought the bull, and the bull was in that field. Now, this bull was a trained murderer. He had killed before. So the prophet is going on across the field, and he got within feet of the bull, and the bull stood up. He immediately looked for a tree. The tree was too far away. He'll never make it. He reached for his carnal weapon and realized he had left it in the car. He said God did that because he had to build his faith muscles. So you leave your weapon in the car. So he began, Mr. Bull, I'm so sorry to disturb you. You are a creature of God, as am I. I am following the will of the Lord to go over and pray for another creature of God. If you'll allow me to pass. When love projects, grace, sovereign grace takes over. When love projects, we just read quote after quote that what devil is doing at this time, the love of many are waxed cold. But there's nation against nation. But this nation, we fight with love. Amen. Love is in our arsenal. It is so different from what the other nations are doing. Amen. That's why we're hated. A hated nation. Amen. So therefore, we see that love is one of the weapons that God gave us. Another weapon that God gave us to our disposal, amen, is confession and committal. Confession and committal. When you confess your faults, come humbly before the Lord and confess your faults, and you can commit whatever you're going through into the hands of God. He said that, I can read it. Let me read it. I'm going to read this. He said that's the greatest weapon. Amen. At thy word, 1954, 1207. Only by your confession can you be saved. That is the most powerful weapon that God put in the hand of man, is a committal and a confession. It'll do every time. If you believe it, accept it on those bases and believe it and stay with it. Keep confessing it when you confess it. In other words, the devil is always, he'll. John Ryan came through the prayer line and was prayed for. He was blind. Amen. But his healing didn't happen right away. But John Ryan kept confessing it. Thank God I can see. Thank God I can see. He's sitting in the barber chair. Thank God I can see. People thought he was going crazy, losing his mind. What are you talking about, man? You're still blind as a bat. He said, I thank God I can see. His confession, amen, all of a sudden his eyes popped open and he ran out the barbershop, still with foam on his face and the thing around him and running and said, thank God I can see. I can see. I can see.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir, brother.
His confession.
Yeah.
If you have a misunderstanding, because, see, we're talking about a natural eyes of seeing, but, see, what we're really talking about is a spiritual opening of your eyes of understanding. Amen. If you're confused, if you have questions, go to them and keep confessing, I can see. Keep confessing, I can see. Keep confessing, I can see. And one day your eyes will pop open. All you have to do is ask, I want to know truth. There has to be a hunger and a thirst for righteousness.
Yes,
he said, if you all need that hunger and thirst for righteousness, shall be full. Amen. We talk about a lot of these things on a natural basis, but put your spiritual thinking caps on. Amen. Confession and committal. Now, there is a perfect way and a permissive way. And I feel that if God had on the platform can show me things that has been and in my room and so forth, he's able to tell me just where he wants me and what he wants me to do. But I feel as long as I got it all hooked up, I have it all, I feel like then he won't put his hands on it as long as I'm doing it. Should I read that again? He want me to do, but I feel as long as I've got it all hooked up, or I feel like, then he won't put his hands on it as long as I'm doing it. In other words, commit it to him. David, when he slung his slingshot, once that rock left that sling, he committed to the Lord and said, well, Lord, now it's up to you. I've done my part. I'm leaving in your hands and I'm going to go on loading the next rock. Amen. Loading the next rock. And that's the way it is with anything. As long as you're going to do it, if someone talks about you and you talk back about them, God can't fight your battle. If you're fighting it yourself, just let loose and let him do it. Just commit it to him. The greatest weapon that I know of a Christian today is a committal to God. So now we got all of these weapons right at our disposal. We're going out to battle. Faith, word, love, confession, committal. It's five smooth stones. We got these at our arsenal. But see, in today, the weapon is no good if it don't have any ammunition. Acts 2:38. They asked the question, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? Which one of the babies got baptized? Amen. God gave her a weapon. And he promised her, even at her young age, that she's a candidate right now for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And her weapon is cocked and locked. Because, see, you can't handle this weapon without the Holy Ghost. You can't handle it without the Holy Ghost. The prophet was put to the test with those young people making out in the front row. He said that they're in your hands. Do what you will. Love project. That's what the Holy Ghost will do. He can't give this kind of power to anybody. You have to load your weapon. How do you load your weapon? When you receive the Holy Ghost, you are cocked and locked and ready to go. Amen. So you go out to battle.
and you fight, and you fight. And you know, I was preaching there in Okeechobee, and I said, you know, sometimes we get people, you have different ones that's trapped behind enemy lines. Amen. They get wounded in battle, and they become prisoners of war.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. When you become a prisoner of war, amen, you're tortured. You're tortured. We got loved ones right now that are caught behind enemy lines. Prisoners of war. Being tortured by the devil. They're weak. They're wounded. They have gotten spiritual amnesia. Amen. But what we ought to do is take that weapon of prayer. Take the weapon of love. Take that weapon of committal, amen, and go down on our knees and commit them to the hand of the Lord and go back, amen, and claim those souls. Amen. Claim them. Amen. Take the weapon that God gave you and use it. Amen. You can't be defeated. Amen. So you go out. Amen. And you fight the battle. And sometimes we get weary. We went over that on Wednesday. We shot all of our ammunition. We got nothing else in our weapon. We got the weapon, but we've shot everything. We need to go back. Amen. And get reloaded. Acts 4. Amen. 15. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the country, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do with these men? See, the Sadducees and the Pharisees and things, they was upset because they were preaching about Jesus. He says, but they spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. They are putting pressure on the saints of God. You bet not say the name of Jesus. That's what they're saying now. You bet not say the name of Jesus. Say it again, we're going to do something to you. And Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than to God, judge ye. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, and whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, he went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. Spies. Amen. Every good war have them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, by whom mouth and thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The king of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against Christ. For of the truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before be done. And now behold, and now the Lord, behold their threateneth, and grant unto thy servants that all with all boldness they make speak, that we may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, and the place was shaken, and they were all assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me reread that. And the place, amen, when they had prayed, the place was shaken, and they were assembled together, and they were all had their weapons reloaded. And they all had their weapons reloaded. Amen. They were reloaded and ready to fight. Come whatever you want. Amen. So I say to you this morning, amen, which is the title of this message, is reload your weapon.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We come to church. Let us not make church, amen, just something that we come to do. Every time you come through the door, amen, you come to reload your weapon. Amen. To use your weapon, amen, for the glory of Almighty God. Amen. This young girl, amen, amen, has followed the word. She has used her weapon, and now God is obligated to load her weapon.
Yes,
what a mighty warrior. What a mighty soldier. This little girl, amen, if we come, how many want their weapons reloaded today? How many want their weapons reloaded today? Amen. To go out and do battle against the enemy. Stand to your feet. Amen, amen. Reload your weapon, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Keep your weapons at your disposal. I'm reminded last week, Brother Kwaku, amen, musicians come. Brother Kwaku was preaching and he said how he had overheard, amen, the young man, the people in the break room that couldn't seem to get rid of the smoking. They were having trouble. They were trying with carnal weapons. Amen. But they didn't know that there was a man of God in the vicinity. Amen. That overheard the conversation. And what happened? He heard them. And immediately what happened? His heart went out. So he took his weapon of love. Amen. And then he began to pray for them. So he took his weapon of love and of prayer. Amen. And he applied it to their cause and destroyed that demon with that weapon of love, with that weapon of prayer. Love, prayer, the word, confession, and committal. But first you have to load your weapons. Sometimes we get weak. Sometimes we get weary along the journey. Battle is long. The battle is hot and it's heavy. Our brothers and sisters fall by the wayside. Some get captured. Some are wounded. Keep fighting. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Don't you come back with not one. Don't you come back with no weapon. Don't use every last one of them. You have a job to do. Wars. Rumors of wars, nation against nation. Ye are the nation. The war is against your soul. The war in heaven started. It was him that he wanted the souls of those fallen angels. And he come down, and the war is against your soul. The war is against your brother's soul. The war is against for the soul of your sister. We have something we're fighting for. The souls of the lost. We're not to ever to get to the point to where we don't have a heartfelt empathy, sympathy for the souls of the lost. Mark those who sigh and cry. Amen. That's in there too. Amen. Let us pray. Reload your weapon. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father, for this
thought, this inspiration. I trust, Lord God, that this word touched somebody's heart this morning. They may recognize that Satan has attacked them with one of his deceitful weapons. Got them all misunderstanding and confused. They're battling all kind of spirits. Mind battles, Lord God, that keep them from believing in their weapon that you gave us, Lord. You came, oh Father, and you died upon Calvary, Lord God, that we may have this weapon, Lord God, that we may stand and fight this good fight of faith. Help us, Lord God, to use every weapon at our disposal. Have love for one another. Pray one for the other, Lord God. Lift each other up in prayer, Lord. Help us, oh Father God, to walk upright before you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to commit it all into your hands. Reload our weapon, oh Lord. That we go out, Lord God, and we face the enemy, oh Father God. We have, Lord, ammunition to fight with, Lord God. We've shown, oh Lord God, that we're living in perilous times, Lord God. These are the times, Lord, that you were talking about, Lord God. That, Lord, we're at the end of days, Lord God. Let us not be complacent in this hour, Lord God. But keep our weapon loaded, Lord God. But we don't know when you're going to crack the sky. But Lord, we know that we're closer than we've ever been. Let not it become common to us, oh Lord God. But keep our weapons ready. At the ready, oh Father God. Lord, when we come back, oh Father God, with you, we won't need all of those weapons. It'll be a time of peace, a time of joy. And Lord, I'm reminded of the old song. We're in the battle, but we won't wait till the battle is over to shout. We're going to shout right now. Because we know we're victorious, Lord God, because we committed it unto you. Help us, Lord God, to just take you at your word, oh Lord God. Keep us, oh Father God. Pray for our pastor, Lord God, in his absence, oh Lord God. Be with him, oh Lord God. Give him a blessed touch, Lord God, as he getting a well-deserved rest. Lord, be with each and every one of us, Lord God. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reigning with Jesus. I'm seated.
The kingdom of God is within thee. I know no defeat, only victory. The kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only strength and power. I'm a conqueror, victorious. I'm reigning with Jesus. I'm seated in heavenly places with Him, with Him. The kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only victory. The kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only strength. The kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only victory. The kingdom of God is, yes, Lord. I know no defeat. Oh, the kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only victory. The kingdom of God is within me. I know no defeat, only strength and power. Come on, let's give our God a hand clap of praise. How many appreciated that message this morning? Praise the Lord. Amen. We're on the battlefield. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm a, come on. Come on, say. I'm a soldier. Oh, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord, I've got my war clothes on. I've got my war clothes on. I've got my war clothes on. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I've got my sword and shield. Sword and shield. I've got my sword and shield. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, if I die, let me die. Oh, if I die, let me die. If I die, I believe I'll fight. Oh, I believe I'll fight. I believe I'll fight. Cause I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Well, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army. Oh, I'm a soldier. Oh, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. in the army of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God. Father, we're so grateful, Lord God, for your instructions this morning. Knowing, Lord, that we follow our chief captain, a 7-star general, Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, mighty in battle, Lord. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that you have equipped us for the battle, Lord. And Father, we just only need move forward, Lord, in you. Father, we're going to follow your leadership, Lord. We commit our lives to you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, knowing that we are already victorious because you won the victory for us, Lord. Father, I pray, oh God, that you continue to shower down the Holy Ghost, Lord, upon your saints to reload our weapons, Lord God. Father, our weapons are not carnal, Lord. Father God, so we trust you in all things, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will bless Brother Troy, Lord God. We are so grateful for this message, Lord. We're so grateful that he got himself out of the way and that you used him, Father. Father, all that he has put out, Lord, restore him tenfold, Lord God. Strengthen his body. Grant health, Lord. Whatever he has need of, meet each and every need, Father God. Father, all that your people have put into the service, Lord God, pulling on a gift, Lord, worshiping you, singing praises unto their God, Lord God, I pray that you restore them. Shower them with blessings, Father God. Father, our pastor, where he is, all of our brothers and sisters that are listening in, all of our brothers and sisters that are still in the fight, Lord God. Father, we will not give up on our loved ones, Lord. Father, we're going to continue to claim them. We commit them to you, Lord, and believe, Lord, that you'll restore them, Lord. Father, save to the uttermost, Lord God. We're so grateful, Lord, that we're surrounded, Lord God, by you, surrounded by a host of angels, Lord. Father, as we go out, Lord, to battle in this world, may we always think on these things. Bless your people now as we prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. You may have your seats, and our brothers will come and dismiss you at this time. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle, yeah. This is how I fight my battle. Say, this is how I fight my battle. Oh, this is how I fight my battle. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. May look like, oh, but I'm surrounded by you. Come on, say it. May look like I'm surrounded, I'm surrounded by you. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Say, this is how I fight my battle. Yes, this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. Yes, this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. Yes, this is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. Yes, this is how I fight my battles. Oh, it may look